Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin Nun Beis, and we'll pick it up at the very last two words on Nun Aleph on Beis. The Rebbe Shmuel, what is he going to go back and forth between Rebbe Shmuel and Rebbe Akiva? Hi, Aviyehi Mechaleles, my Darish Bey. So Rebbe Yishmael did not use the Gzei Rishav that we saw yesterday from Rebbe Akiva. So then, what's he going to learn for a woman who has a znus? So mi boy lecha de Tanya, we learn as follows. Hi, Rebbe Meir. Omer Rebbe Meir would say, if the Bas Kohen has now defiled her father, and some of the Mefarshim explain that it reflects poorly upon the father because the daughter has the same nefesh, the same personality traits as the father, and therefore what she does is a reflection upon him. If you treat him with Kodesh, now you treat him in a weekday, profane way. If you gave him honor, then now you treat him in a disrespectful way. Omer, when you say, Oru lezo, shezo yolad, oru shezo gidel, or shiotzu lezo mechalotzov. So cursed is the one who this person gave birth to, cursed is the person who raised this, cursed the one who they came out of their loins. So what exactly does it mean that if you gave them kav now, you give them bizayin? So the Mordechai, quoting Rashi, learns that normally know that the coin is posech rishon, mevarech rishon. He gets the first. We give a special kavod. If there's someone to talk, if there's like an assembly, the kohen is the one who speaks first. If you're serving food and there's a nice, tasty piece of chicken on the platter, the kohen gets to take it first. So all these things you have kavod to the kohen, v'kidashto, we no longer continue in these practices because now she was mechal, not only herself, but her father as well. Om Ravashi, k'man krenon. Right? Who is what we call the person? We say Rishia bar Rishia, the wicked one, son of a wicked. Vafilu Rishi bar Tzedika. Would you even do this if the? I guess it's like a statement. Like we even do this if the parent was a tzaddik. Kiman haitan. This is like Rabbi Meir, who holds that when the daughter does these averos, that it reflects poorly upon herself and on her father as well. So, the Mefarshim, the Rishonim, right, discussed that. Maybe this is only if the father was mediocre in his actions. But if he was a big tzaddik, so then the Mabit learns that you cannot necessarily say this about the person, Rishia bar Tzaddik. This is all going like Rabbi Meir. But the Gemara at the very end of Sukkah talks about there's a special knas they had because of Miriam bas Bilga, that she spoke disrespectfully, she kicked the Mizbeach. And so why was there kanas on the whole family? Because the child picks up what they hear in the home. Whether we realize it or not, our kids are always listening, they're always watching the little hypocrisy meters for us, and they check to see what we're doing, what do we say. What we talk about makes an influence. Kids see the way a parent gets excited. If he's just as excited for his chavrusa, if he's just excited for his shir, for the same level as the ball game. Does the father care as much about his davening as he does about a good sale at the store? And the mother, they see, does the mother say Tehillim the same way that she gets excited about a sale on an item? So whatever the parent does reflects upon the child. It makes a lot of sense here that if the daughter herself went off, and then it would also, we would no longer give cover to the father as well. So then the Mishnah said, Zu mitzvah saniskolin. This is the mitzvah for those who get skila. My tana diketani zu mitzvah saniskolin. So who's the tana? Mishum the tana. Why do we teach it here? Because we just said nigmar hadin. That was the beginning of the parak. Motzin oiso l'sokla. We take him out to the skila. Base a skila high gavosh de komos. Right, it's two stories high. Va'aydi dekab boy lemisne mitzvah sanisrofim. So now we want to teach the halachas about the sreifa. Tana nami zu mitzvah saniskolin. So therefore, we mentioned the one of Skila, and I'll just to quickly summarize what was what we've gone through up till this point. Says the Mishnah, Mitzvahs hanisrafim haya meshakin oisa bezevel arku boisav. So they put him in manure up till his knees. So why was that done? So it's actually, it was to spare the person any additional unnecessary embarrassment. A person whose life is on the line, they could be so nervous, they could be so frightened, they might soil themselves. So to prevent that from being seen by others, that's why the person was buried up to the zevel, up to his knees. They noticed in Sudor Kosh L'toch Raka, they have two scarves, one that's rough and one that is smooth, right? The Yad Rama explains that the soft one is not by itself because it could tear when they're going to be pulling it. So the Mishnah says, "V'korich al tzavar." They pulled it in both directions. Zem moshech etzlo, v'zem moshech etzlo. One of them pulls it towards him, and one pulls it towards him. Ad sheposeach es piv, until this causes the guy's mouth to open up. Umali gets a pasid levazarko letoch piv. They light, they melt the wick, the lead. V'yored es letoch meyav v'chol meres es bnei meyav, and it goes down his mouth and it burns up his intestines. And then he dies. So that's where they do the sreifa, that they pour the hot lead down the guy's throat. Reb Yehuda Oimer, af hu imes biyodom lo hayamekaimin et bo mitzvah sreifa. If the person would have accidentally died by strangulation, so that's not the mitzvah sreifa. So what do you do? Ella posech es piv betzabas shlo betovah. So right, they use like these tongs to pry open his mouth. Umalik es psila v'kzorka l'toch piv v'yored es l'toch meyav v'chomeres es b'nei meyav. So they use the tongs even against his will. Then they're holding it open and they put it in and light him up. So there's interesting on the mission itself. You know, maybe we'll finish the mission and then I'll share the Rambam. Omer v'tzilozer v'tzadok ma'isa b'bas kohen achashezinsa v'hikifu achavile zmoros. There was a bas kohen who committed adultery and they wrapped her up in bundles of branches with srafu, and then they burned her. They set the branches on fire and burned her. No, they really burned her because they didn't know what they were doing. They were mistaken. Rashi says lohai based in shalosa shabaki sedukim hayu. Right, they didn't hold from the Torah shabal peh. She'ein lehem gzei rishava elakrab kamashmo. They took it literally. The Torah says srefa, so that's what they literally did. They literally burned her, but that was not necessarily a correct fulfillment. The Gemara is going to discuss what exactly why they did it in this way, but there's a Rambam. The Rambam, in discussing who are these people, because this Mishnah never says who's pulling these scarves to execute him. So the Rambam says this is found in Perek Tazvav Halacha Gimel Hilchos Sanhedrin. Shnei Edov Zemoshech Etzlo Achu Poseach Es Piv. So he holds it's the Edim are the ones who are doing this. So why is that? That the Edim are the ones who are doing the mitzvah of Sreifa? Really, you only find the Edim in terms of the Mises Basin of Skila. It's not written by Sreifa. So some of the commentaries want to say that it could be the Rambam is learning it's like a Hechsher mitzvah, right? The Edim are the one who have to do this. So the Edim are the one who do the pulling of the scarves as well. But maybe there's more of a little Velumdus that we could say. There is a Tosfos found in Sota, Yud Tes Amud Beis. It's the top Tosfos on the Daf. And there we know that the Sota woman has to drink the bitter waters, and she might not want to. She doesn't want to. So just like Rabbi Yehuda says over here, use tongues, so too he holds that use the tongues over there by the Sota. And he has a lashon explaining why. Quotes our Gemara. My shnohacha, the Rabbi Yehuda, buchas lehasam tzavas, piyush rabbeinu, the Rabbeinu Yitzel. The hacha nami haye poiskin piya b'tzavas, el achashe poiskin piya b'tzavas, haye matilin l'toicha kuvas, shelo toicha l'achzor l'koyfeitz pi. Rabbanu modi nami, the Rabbanu also would agree to this. The ein poiskin pi al yedei sudorim. We don't use scarves like you do for the case of the Misa. Misa is based in Taha, Santam, the Rabbonim Mishum, the Srefa Chamur Mechenek. The Hayu Makrivin Misoso Aide Chenek. So that's a huge Chiddush what Tosfos is saying. The reason why the Rabbonim over here in Sanhedrin hold that you can use the scarves, that's like a Chenek. That's a part of the Misa. So in terms of the hierarchy of what's a more stringent Misa, certainly Sreifa is much more strict. So if I'm allowed to give this guy Sreifa, certainly I give him Chenek, right? It's Kal V'Chomer. So therefore, that's why the Edim are the ones who are doing it, according to the Rambam. Because that's like the starting, it's the beginning, it's the Haschala of the Misa. So therefore, the Edim are the ones who do the strangulation, the Chenek on him. But that does not apply to the case of the Sota. So both the Rabbanan over here and Rabbi Yehuda, they're consistent. They hold, no, you only use the tongs over there because there's no need to kill her. Fakert. She drinks and she's innocent, then she goes free. So perhaps that's why the Rambam is learning. Rambam is learning based on his Tosfos that we can answer. The Rambam is saying that's why the Eidim and Davka, the ones who have to do it, because this is a beginning of the actual Misa. Okay, now with the Gemara, my Psila. What exactly is this wick? Or Mazda Psila Shalover. It's like a wick of lead. It's a long, thin piece of lead. It's in the shape of a wick, which they melt it down. They pour it into the throat and goes into the intestines. Menolon, how do you know this? So Osia Srefa Srefa Meadas Korach. We learn how to Gzeir Shalva from Korach. You know they were burned. Malhal and Srefa Neshama Vaguf Kayim. So just like over there by Korach, that they were burned, but their bodies were still around. Afkan, Seifas Nesham, Vaguf Kayim. So too, in the case of a person who is Chayav Misa for Sreifa, so we only burn up the Neshama, but the body still remains, it's not burned up. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Asya Sreifa, Sreifa mi B'nei Aaron. No, he learns it not from the B'nei Korach, but Rabbi Elazar learns it out from Nodav and Avihu. Malahal and Sreifa Nesham Vaguf Kayim. So just like over there by Nodav and Avihu, that they were killed, only their Neshamas left them, but the bodies were still there, because we know that there was a command to remove the bodies from the Kodesh Kodoshim afterwards. So you see the bodies were still there. So Afkan, so too, in the case of Mises based in, Sreifas Neshama Vaguf Kayim. Only the Neshama is burned, but the Guf is kept intact. Mandiel of Me'adas Korach, the one who learns out from Korach Minole. So how does he understand? How does he know that that's how they were burned? The Chesiv, it says in Pasuk, Es Machtois Hachatoim Ha'ele B'Nafshosom. Right. So these were the fire pans of the people who sinned with their nefesh. Shenish Mosam Nisrefes V'Guf Kayim. But that shows that only their neshama was burned, but the bodies were still intact. V'Idoch, and the other one, what's he going to learn? Hahi Sreif Amamish. They really were burned. He, so if it's mamish he, umay benafshosam. So then, what do you learn from benafshosam? So it means shnischayvus sreifa. They were chay. They were deserving to get punished with sreifa al iski nafshosam, because they were trying to do things that would keep their souls alive, meaning physical things, right? They had physical taivas and they followed those, but that was for their own bodies. Okay, kederesh lakish, and that's going like what Resh Lakish said. The omresh lakish my dechsev vechanfe laage moog. Charuk alai shenemo, with the flattering mockeries of people who are spiteful, they gnash at me with their teeth. Pasuk in Tehillim. So it says b'shvil chanufa shehachinifu lekorach al iske legima, because the Korach was flattering people with eating types of things, the food and the drink that he's going to give them. So therefore, charuk aleihem sar shel gehenim shinov. Therefore, the sar, the angel of Gehenim, was able to gnash his teeth over them. I mean, they fell into his hands, right? So according to this, it's a play. It's a the word ma'og is like related to the word uga. So that's how they learn that it's food related. The drush of Resh Lakish. Uman de yalef mi b'nei Aaron, and the one of Elazar who learned out from b'nei Aaron menale. How does he know the chesiv that vayamusu lifnei Hashem, that they were died before Hashem, right? Ke'en Misa, like a regular Misa, meaning the person dies, the bodies are still around. So too, that's why the Anodav and Avihu. Ve'idach, so what does the other opinion hold? Hahu Srefa Mamish Havoy. No, they really were burned. Umay Dechsi Ve'yamusa, they died. Ta'ascha V'hu Megavoy. Ke'en Misa. Means the fire started within them, right? Which, just like as a regular death, the death begins inside of a person. Titania, Abiyosi ben Dostoy Omer, Shnei Chutin Shal Eish Yotzim Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. There were two strings of fire that came out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, V'nechul Arba, that divided up into four. Nichlesu Shnayim Bechot Mashal Zeh, V'shnayim Bechot Mashal Zeh Usrafum. And the two streams of fire went into Nodav, and two streams of fire went into Avihu, and they burned them up. I think when it says v'haksiv etoichel osam, right? So osam means that it was, that's like a miut. Osam velo bigdehim. Only they were burned and not their clothing. So it's a kasha. Maybe they were only, their neshamas were still here. Nelef mi parma srofim. So they learn out from the way that we do the srefas by the parma srofim. Malahal and srefa mamish, afkan srefa mamish. So then maybe just like when in terms of the korbanos, the chatas that's brought is actually the entire par is burned, so too maybe sreifa really means burning them. Mistabra, and you could say that, it's very logical. May Adam have a lay lemelaf. So really, it's logical that from Adam to Adam alone, Shekin Adam Choyte Neshama Pigul, because the either again you either will use Korach as our source, or we use Nav and Avihu, but not from the Parim, because these have things in common. Adam Choyte is a sinner and Neshama, but Pigul doesn't apply to the case of Aaron and Aaron's sons, or it doesn't apply to the case of Korach. Right? So the Gemara says, one second, Adarabba. Peparim and Nisrofim have le lemelef, shekein machshu ledoros. That's something that applies for all generations. It's a halacha, right? But the case of Korach, by Nadav and Avihu, that was a one-time only. No, honach nafishin. Really, there are more in common with the Korach in Bnei Aaron than there are with the Parim and Nisrofim. So now the Mandam who held that really Korach is the source for how to perform the mitzvah Sreifa. We know this is the way we do it. So why does he learn from Bnei Aaron? Who Sreifa Mamish, he holds that it really was a real burning. So Neilath Bnei. Okay, so then if that's how it was really burned, then maybe that's the takeaway, the correct way to do it. The reason why we don't do that is because Omer of Nachman, Omer Rabba Baravua, Omer Kroah, the Pasuk says, V'yahavta l'reicha kamocha. You have to love your fellow Jew like you love yourself. So therefore, Borulo Misa Yofe. Pick a pleasant death for him. So to really burn somebody is much more painful than if they would only have the pour the hot lead down the throat. So based upon this concept of V'yahavta l'reicha kamocha teaches us that we're trying to execute it's interesting, it doesn't mean that you could not do Sreifa, the real burning, it just means that it's better to do with the hot lead. Now, the Minchas Chinuch has in Mitzvah Reish Samech Aleph an interesting question: what if you don't have the hot lead available and the guy is Chayv Misa? So now you have a conflict in halachic values. On the one hand, you want to give him the more easier, I can call it pleasant, the less painful death, but on the other hand, there's an inu hadin. So it says the Minchas Chinuch Chiddush. He says if you don't have the lead available, then you would really burn him. It says this in Sifka, this in Aleph, Os Aleph. V'nir li poshet dekevi demarbinim kol mine sreifos machmas ha'esh rak da avdinan psila machmas de Rav Nachman. Really, you could do esh anyway, but because of Nachman, we're going to use v'haflo recha kamocha. In came efsher be possible to say heich lo shchiach psila miskayemes hamitzvah af bechavilis moros. Then you could really, tie up the bundles around the person. The efsher de ema anin esadin lahamtin, because that way you won't have postponing it, the execution, and that would also be a problem. So it's a chiddush, but again, that's what the Minchas Chinuch wants to say, based upon this gemara. Okay, continuing inside, but now that we came on to Reb Nachman, right? Gezeirah Shavah Lamli. So what do I need? What do I need the Gezeirah Shavah? So Ilav Gezeirah Shavah. If I didn't have it, so have me, and I would say like this: Sreifas Neshama V'Guf Kaim Lav Sreifa Hiklal. If you did a type of Sreifa where the Neshama and the Guf were still there, that's not the real Sreifa. So you should just burn them up, it'll go quicker. So Kamash Malan, no. That even though when you just burn them inside with the hot lead, that counts as Sreifa. And then we come on to the second part, and even though it would work, we still try to do it in the less painful way possible. So then the Gemara goes on and has an Agadita about Nadav and Avihu. Very difficult Gemara to understand at first glance. Kvar hay Moshe v'Aaron mahalchim b'derech. So Moshe and Aaron were walking down the street. V'Nadav Avihu mahalchim achareihen. And then behind Moshe and Aaron, so the next two were Nadav and Avihu. V'chol Yisrael achareihen. And then behind Nadav and Avihu was walking all of the Klal Yisrael. Amlu Nadav Avihu. So Nadav said to Avihu, when will these two zakenim die and you and I will be the leaders? So first glance, it seems like a tremendous chutzpah. So I remember in teaching Parsha Shmini, I asked my Talmidim, like, what do you do with this Gemara? We discussed it. And so one of my Talmidim suggested, maybe it's not so negative. Maybe they were just constantly saying that, you know, we know the way the world is, that people don't live forever. So when Moshe and Aaron are eventually going to die, so you and I will have to be prepared to take over. I like that. And then later on, I saw in the Sefer Yagdil Torah, in the Chilek Gimel, it brings down a Maisa with the Rebbe Melech Lezhensk, Zechus Yogin Aleinu, that he had a son, Rebbe Elazar, that he wanted him to take over to be the leader of the Hasidim after Rebbe Melech was no longer in this world. And he used to tell him, this Gemara, that you have to constantly realize there's going to be a point in time, you have to work on yourself, that you will, you know, eventually be required to take over. So then the Gemara says, Amal Hen HaKodesh Baruch Hu, V'nira Mi Koivir Esmi. We're going to see who buries who. Meaning you, not even if you're so concerned about Moshe and Aaron, we'll see who's going to bury who. Amar of Papa, Hain Damar Inshi, that's what the popular saying goes, Nefishi Gamle Sade De Te'ine Mashche Dehuge. The Hugne, right? There are many old camels that are loaded up with the skins of young camels. So, you know, we don't know how it's going to end up. And, you know, this is one of the stories we have by Nadav Nevi. When you go through the Chazal and all the different sources we have that discuss what exactly did Nadav and Avihu do wrong, there's many, many reasons. We have one says that they went into Kodesh HaKadoshim without permission. We have another opinion says they were mechusar begadim, they weren't wearing all the necessary clothing in the Kohen Gadol. A third opinion says that they never got married. A fourth opinion says they never had any children, right? The fifth now opinion says that they didn't think any woman was great enough. You know, look at our yichus that we have, right? We come from Aaron, the Kohen Gadol, right? What woman would possibly be on the level for us? Now there was an Eish Zara, right? That was in another halachic more in Yevamos says that they were more halach with Fenei Rabo, right? They once as they were shtu yayin, they were drinking. They went in without doing kiddush yadayim and raglayim, right? And another opinion says they really know they were chayim misa before back in Har Sinai. With all these opinions, it's very hard to understand what exactly did they do wrong. So Lubavitch Rebbe, one of his sichus, explains the common thread behind all these things: not getting married, not having children, not wearing clothing. That they wanted to transcend this world. Nadav and Avihu wanted to do the avoid of it, to be beyond and removed, and that's not the highest level. The highest level of Avodas Hashem is to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the physical world. And Nadav and Avihu, although they were big, big tzaddikim, they had a different mahalach, and they were trying to transcend this world. Klais HaNefesh, to their neshamas just literally left themselves. They didn't want to be bound. But the ikar avoid is of Adira B'tachtonim, to make a place for Hashem in this world. Okay. Continue out the Gemara. Omer Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says, "L'ma Talmud Chacham doim lifnei Am Haaretz." When a Talmud Chacham spends time with an Am Haaretz, what does the Am Haaretz think about him? So, b'tchila, at the beginning, before he gets to know him, doim lekiton shel zohav. He looks at him like a golden vessel. The Am Haaretz looks at the Talmud Chacham like he's made out of gold. Siper heimena. They talk a little bit. Doim lekiton shel kesef. So then, once they talk already, then the Talmud Chacham looks like he's made out of silver. Nanmi menu, but if he gives any benefit from him, dom lekidin shelcheres. It's like a earthenware. Kevin shenishbar shuvein latukon. Once it's broken, you can't fix it. So the more time that an Am Haaretz spends around the Talmud Chacham, the lesser and lesser he thinks of him. Rabbi Akiva Tatz said, when a Talmud Chacham is with another Talmud Chacham, then the opposite is true. It doesn't go from, you know, most valuable to least valuable, the opposite. The more time one Talmud Chacham spends around another Talmud Chacham, he can appreciate him. And his stature only grows. It goes the opposite. It goes from the earthenware up to silver, up to gold. Imruso bas toli bas koin shizin sohavi. So there was this woman, Imruso bas toli, and she was... she committed adultery. So Akbar Chama bar Tuvia Chavili Zmoros v'Sroaf. So Chama bar Tuvia wrapped the bundles around her and he burned her. So it sounds like he did two things wrong. Omer of Yosef Ta'abatarte, you made two mistakes. Number one, Ta'abat Rev Masna, you made a mistake with Rev Masna, that you're supposed to pour the hot lead down her throat, not actually physically burn her. But Ta'abat Tanya, we learned in another Brisa, you made a mistake with Vasa El HaKohanim HaLevim El HaShoifer Asher Yeh B'Yomim HaHeim. You come to the Kohanim, to the Sanhedrin, Bizman Sheish Kohen Yesh Mishpat. When you have the Kohanim, then you can do capital cases. Bizman Sheein Kohen Ein Mishpat. But when you don't have the Kohanim there, you don't have a Sanhedrin, so you can't enforce the death penalty. They're not sitting Lishkos HaGozis. You can't judge them like this. So he said, you made two mistakes. So I heard from many times from Shechter, and I saw afterwards the Maharshal says like this. Now really, one question answers up the other. In other words, we know that there are certain times when it would be Migdam Ilsa that the Chazal have an ability to give punishments that are not necessarily by the letter of the law. Like we talked about earlier, about going to get Malkus for the man and wife who were having relations in public, the one person was riding a horse, they were executed. So here too, in order to punish, they did the Sreifa, but they did it in a way that was Ke'en the Sreifa. They purposely did not do it the way that it's plugged, because you're not allowed to. So they gave a quasi-type of Sreifa, and therefore it wasn't like they made a mistake, this was done on purpose. So didn't they know this? So the Aruch Aner says, no, he was giving him Musar because he felt that only a mumche, only an expert could do it, and he wasn't on the level. He was like a head yotz, therefore he felt he wasn't qualified. But Einachinami, the concept is true, because he felt that he wasn't on the level to apply it himself. Okay, then the next part of the Mishnah, Omer Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Tzadok, Mais Bas Kohen Shezinsa, Omer Rabbi Yosef, Beis Din Shel Tzedukim Have. So these were Tzedukim, that they took the literal meaning of the Torah and disregarded the entire rabbinic tradition. Hachi Amaluhu V'Hachi Ahadim Lehi. Is this really what Rabbi Lozer Ben Tzadok said? And they answered back, V'Hatanya Omer Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Tzadok. Zuchurani kishahisi tinok. I remember when I was a little child, Murkav al kiseifo shalaba, and I was on my father's shoulders. A heavy bas coin chazin. So they had a bas coin who was committed adultery. They burned her. So amalo cotton hayisa. You were a cotton. Ve'im avin raim in a cotton. Kenish lona raya. You can't bring a proof from a cotton. No, there really were two separate stories. So the Gemara asks, well, there are two separate stories. Which one happened first? Hey, Amal Hubarisha. Which one did he tell the Chachamim about first? Say, Ilem, if you're going to tell me, Hadakam Aisa, Amal Hubarisha. Here's the first one. So that doesn't really make sense. The whole flow. The Shakli Vitar doesn't work out. Amal Ekeshe, Gadol Velo Ashkechle. I'll tell you something I saw when I was a Gadol, and they don't pay attention to him. Okay, so that doesn't work. I'll come with even a stronger argument. I'll tell you something that happened when I was a kid that you're going to believe me now. Sa'ela, you have to say it's the opposite. The one that he told them first was in the Braisa, right? They said, no, katan hayisa. You're only a katan, so you can't bring a proof from the what a katan tells you. But so then he said to you, no, I'll tell you something else happened when I was a gado. So Amalei, in that case, no, but that Beis Din wasn't a real Beis Din. They were at Tzedukim, and therefore it wasn't a good edus. It's interesting that the poskim have a question. This whole thing of aim vien rhyme in a cotton, you can't bring a proof. So there's a Bach. The Bach is in Sim Kuf Nun Hey. He writes that he remembers when he was a cotton, his father bought for him maftir on Achron Shal Pesach, even though he was a cotton. So this happened in the shul of the Marshal. And he says, look, the Marshal was there, and he didn't protest. So it's actually, here you have, you're bringing a raya from a cotton. Okay, the next Mishnah. Mitzvahs and Ergin. How do you do Herik? Hayamatizin es roisha b'sayif. They would cut off his head with a sword. Kederach shemalchus oisa, just like the non-Jewish kings would do. When someone was executed, they would decapitate them. Rabbi Huda Omer, nivel huzo. That's disgusting. It's degrading. Elamanichin es roisha al hasadon, b'koifetz. Really, they put his head on a block and chop it off with a koifetz, like this meat cleaver. I saw in Steindl's Gemara is bringing that there's a Greek word kopis, which means like it's a large, thick knife, he says. So it's a similar word, kofitz, kopis. Amr lo, they said back to Rabbi Yehuda, a misa minuvelas mizu. This is like the most degrading type of death you have. So it could be because like the meat cleaver, the Yadrama learns that it destroys the person's his whole neck gets destroyed. A knife makes a slice, but a cleaver already it's a big thing. Or alternatively, it looks like it's a piece of meat. You put on the chopping block. You're chopping vegetables. You're chopping meat. You put on the block. It's not a kavod habrius way to perform the execution. Says the Gemara, Tanya Omer Lehen, Rabbi Yehuda Lechachamim, Afani Yodea Shemi Simun Velasi. I know that this is a degrading way to kill somebody. Avama Esa, what can you do? Shahi Omer Torah says, B'chukosehim lo seilechu. You're not allowed to follow non-Jewish practices. Ivor abundance, what would they answer back? Since the Torah says we kill a scythe, lo minayhu kal gamrina. We're not learning it out from the goyim. We're learning it from the Torah. Okay, so they happen to have the same thing, but lo ichpatli, it doesn't bother me. E lo teima hachin. If you don't come on to say this, since it's written in the Torah, ha detanya sorfinus al hamalachim v'lo midarchi emori. The halacha is that we burn all the possessions of a king after he dies because it's not considered a kavod that a head should use the same kalim, the same property that belonged to the melech. Sehechi sarfinun. How can you do that? See, the pasuk says, "V'chukoseichem lo seilechu." You can't follow non-Jewish practices. Elakev nechsev sreifa b'raisa. No, since the Torah says that you do the sreifa, right? Techsev a pasuk in Yirmiyahu uva mis refois avosecho, right? The burnings of your ancestors. Salab nehu kamrin, and we're not learning it out from them. They do it, but we're not learning from them. So hachinami, so too in our case by the Misa. Kev nechsev saith b'raisa la minayu kol gamrinon. So this is. It's written in the Torah, so therefore this is the way we do it. We execute with a sword, and we don't learn it out from the non-Jews. You know, this whole discussion of b'chukos seichem lo seilechu comes up in many areas. Sometimes around Thanksgiving, it's discussed. It turns out that there would seem to be a machloikus between the Maharik and the Gra. The Maharik, I believe the case that he's discussing is where they used to have certain uniquely colored cloak, garment that a doctor would wear. You can imagine in walking down the street in the public, there were no cell phones, there wasn't anything. If you had to find out if someone was a doctor, God forbid, there was an emergency. So to have doctors wearing a certain type of identifiable clothing, let's call it like a blue coat or something like that. Everyone else is not wearing a blue coat, so you could quickly run to the guy with the blue coat and say, oh, quick, I need a doctor. So that's a very logical, rational thing to do. So therefore, says the Maharik, there's no problem. I didn't come from a Jewish source, but since there's a ta'am, there's a svar behind it, okay, so the Jewish doctors could also wear the blue coats because there's a reason for it. And the Gra learns no. The Gra says even if there is a reason, an action, if it comes from the goyim, the one would not be allowed to follow it. And they discuss this whole in the context of Thanksgiving, how to plug it in, but okay, not our topic for right now, but since the Gemara discussed the Isser Deraisa, V'chukosehim lo seilechu, it's kedai to point out that Machlokes Maharik in the Gra. Says the Gemara, V'had etzanam be'idach pirkin, right? We learned in another perk in Sanhedrin, Elohein ha'neharogin, ha'rotzeach v'anshi ha'nidachas. Rotzeach is killed, and the people in the Ir Nidachas. Bishlem Ir Nidachas k'sibuhu l'fi chorav. I understand, I have no problem why it says the Ir Nidachas, because the Pasuk says clearly, l'fi chorav, you're killed with a sword, right? The edge of the sword. El Rotzeach menolan. How do you know that the punishment for Rotzeach is also Herig? So the Tanya, nakom yinakem, you shall avenge him. Nekima zu eni yodea mai. So I don't know exactly what is the Nekima. Kishu omer behevesi aleichem cherev no kemes no kambris. But when the Pasuk says in Sefer Vayikra that I'll bring you an avenging sword, haveyomer Nekima zu saif. So now I understand that the Nekima mentioned in the Pasuk is talking about saif, is talking about the sword. Ve'ema devarez le mivrat. Maybe it's stabbing the person. You're right. A sword could kill the person, but there's more ways. Does that be a decapitation? It says it's lefi chorev ksiv. No, with the edge of the sword. So the way they explain is that the misa has with the edge and not the point of the sword. So that would only be accomplished by doing the decapitation. That's when the edge would hit the person. 1 second. Aim at the avile gistro. Maybe you should slice the person in half down the middle of his body. Amr of Nachman, Amr Rab Baravua, we saw this, Amr Krav, Yahaf L'Recha Kamocha. The Pasuk says you have to try to consider the good of the person who's Chayiv Misa and Borlo Misa Yofe. So cutting a person in half is not considered a compassionate way to kill. Ashkechan de Kotil Avdo. Okay, so we found if you killed an Evet Kenaini, then you get Saif, you get killed with a sword. Bar Chor min Olon. So how do you know a Rotzeach who kills a Ben Chorin, a free person, isn't the same thing? Slav Kavachomer, who isn't a Kavachomer? Kotel Avda, if you killed an Eved, Besayif, so Bar Chorin Bechenek? So then you should get Chenek, you should go you down a level? Hanich Lamanda Omer Chenek Kal. Yeah, that makes sense if you are of the opinion that Chenek is lower down. El Lamanda Omer Chenek Chomer, but according to the Lamanda Omer who holds that Chenek is a more stringent type of death penalty, ma'ik lemeimer. So then, what do you say? Maybe taka. Yeah, if the person killed a ben chorin, then you would get a chenek. So nafklemi detanya. We learned it out from a brisa. Viata tivoir hadam hanaki mikibecha. You should beard to get rid of the innocent blood amongst you. Hukshu kol shoyfchei damim le'egla rufa. So make a hekesh that all people who killed are like the egla rufa. Again, the egla rufa is where there was a person who was found murdered, and we don't know who it is. So the zakenim go to the closest. They measure out. They go to the closest city, and they have a whole ceremony, and they make a whole declaration. Some of the Rishonim and Chumash understand the reason why they do this is it was almost like to create a buzz, to create maybe a fact-finding. You know, why are they doing this? Why are they having this whole Egla Rufa? Oh, because Reuven was found murdered. Reuven? What do you mean? I just saw him the other day. Oh, and they start talking, and then more information will come out. So they want to make a heckish between them. And what's it like this? Malahal and Besayif min Hatzavar, just like Egla Rufa is a saif on the neck. I've come a saif min hatzavar. So too with the rotzeach, it's done with a saif and it's done at the neck. So ima lahalam bekoifitz umimul oref. One second, let's be there. So when they kill the Egla Rufa, they use the kofitz and they do the back of the neck, not the front. So I've come a kofitz umimul oref. So maybe too when we're killing a rotzeach, we should do the same thing. We should use the kofitz, this big meat cleaver, and we should do it at the back of the neck. So amar of nachman, amar rab ravua, amar krav viahav to l'reyacha kamocha. Again, the thing we see now for the third time on today's daf, the mitzvah of Avas Yisroel shows that you have to borolo misa yofe. You have to pick a compassionate type of death. So we could use a little bit from the Egla Rufa to show that we do give the sayyid, but nevertheless, we have to give within the context of that a compassionate death. Okay, we'll stop here at the mission. We'll pick it up in Ritz Hashem tomorrow.